You know, we give people advice on this show sometimes. It's Brook and Jubal in the morning. Pretty much every day on the show. And that thought alone should terrify you.
Oh, that was it.
That we give people advice, yeah. Brook and Jubal in the morning.
That's true.
Honestly, we're not the best advice givers. For example, the other day I told somebody, if you're stuck in a flood, don't cry. It's just going to make it worse.
I see.
Accurate, maybe. Helpful, not really.
Not at all.
It turns out advice isn't the only thing that we're bad at on this show. Sometimes we're just bad at plain old thinking. And that's why this is a huge risk whenever we do this segment called What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and just find out what's been on each member of the show's mind lately. And then we just judge each other for it. So let's start with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind this week?
Well, I can only think about one thing, and I'm so excited.
Uh-oh.
We've set a date.
What?
And it's happening.
What's happening?
February 1st.
Yeah?
My husband's getting a vasectomy.
Oh, no way.
Oh, nice.
You convinced him?
I didn't convince him. He is doing his half of the partnership, Jose.
Yeah, but didn't he not want to do it, though?
It's not always on a woman to worry
well,
about.
Well, I don't think that's what
control.
Jose was saying. He just said you convinced him because before you said that
he
was having trouble doing it.
Okay,
so
well,
you finally got him to?
There was maybe one small fight that happened before he finally made the call.
I feel like we've been talking about this for 2 years. So.
But I am very appreciative that he finally did it.
Good.
And I would like to request everyone that knows him to stop telling him horror stories about vasectomies. That is not helping our situation.
People are doing that?
Oh, my God. Anyone he tells it to, he's like, oh, man, you wouldn't believe what happened to me.
Oh, they like, cut it off or
basically
something?
Is what people make it sound like. I'm like, all right, rein it in. Rein it in, people. Tell him thank you and congratulations for carrying his load. All right?
I think he's been doing that for a while. She's going to be a different kind now.
Well, yeah.
She's
exactly.
Going to be not as potent.
But you know what I'm saying. I'm very appreciative and thankful.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy vasectomy to both of you.
Yeah, well, you know, anyone who knows him, send him a big congrats text message.
That's kind of awkward.
People always do that about when you're pregnant. I would say, like, we're pregnant. Well,
this
you're both getting
opposite.
Snipped. You're getting snipped. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right, Jose, what's on your mind this week?
Well, there's been a lot, but you guys already know that I'm one of those weird people that I'm obsessed with, like, pimple popping videos.
Yeah,
on YouTube.
It's disgusting.
So I have found a new group to be involved with. I'm not just a popper anymore. I'm officially a crack addict, is what
this.
We're called. And what we are is people that are
that
obsessed.
That smoke crack.
No. And...
That's a lot to come out with during this segment.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big share, Jose. Are you sure you don't want to devote more time to that?
No, it's people that are obsessed with chiropractic adjustment videos.
Really?
And the cracking of the back and the neck and all the joints.
Why do you like it?
It is so obsessing. I've never even been to a chiropractor before.
You should go. Is it the sound that you like so much?
Yeah, it just sounds so satisfying of someone's spine just cracking up the whole thing. Or
that sounds creepy.
Neck being like jerked and people are like, their reactions are like, oh, ow, oh. Oh, and then they're so relieved. It's like painful at the same time. And I've never been, so I'm wondering, A, have you guys ever been to a chiropractor?
Yeah, I've been a few times.
And should I go?
I liked it.
Because I can't stop watching these videos every single night now before I go to bed.
Once and had a horrible experience.
You had a bad experience?
Yes.
So you're not a crack addict.
I mean, I know there's some chiropractors listening, but... Just saying, they don't go to a full med school for that stuff.
They don't?
No.
It's different. Like, a lot of doctors are like, chiropractors aren't real doctors. I don't know.
Really?
Every time I've been, I liked it, though.
Really?
But I don't know if you should go just because of your obsession with it. It might be a little too creepy for that chiropractor.
Like, anytime I have a pimple, I focus on it. I pop it. I'm,
really
so into
gross,
it.
Dude.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because if I get a taste of it,
you might never
like
stop.
It's like real crack to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really, really
Maybe
into it
Maybe you should have been a chiropractor.
Maybe I should.
Also,
maybe I still will be.
I just, the O face that's going to happen in the doctor's office when they crack you, I think you could get arrested for how much you're into it.
So I may need a vasectomy.
Yeah, maybe just crack your own back at home first. And see how that goes.
Baby steps. Text in, though. If you think I should go, tell me. I'm interested.
All right, Jeff, what's on your mind this week?
I deserve some kind of award or some sort of medal, I think, for the work that I've been doing here, because every single day when I go to the bathroom, I have to wipe pee off of the toilet seats.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I It's always covered in pee.
It's always, yeah. I have to do the same thing.
I feel like it's like every so, lot of men bathroom.
Here's what I think it is. It's either someone who doesn't lift the toilet seat that's a man and tries
peeing.
To pee through it, or it's a woman who hovers.
Yeah.
Instead of just sitting on the damn toilet seat. If we all just sat on the toilet seat, nobody would have to deal with spray.
Maybe we should start sitting.
I sit sometimes. It's comfortable.
You do?
Yeah, I sit sometimes to pee. Sometimes I'm just like, I pee a lot, so I'm like, I'm just tired of standing. I'm going to sit down.
Makes sense.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's try it.
But you shouldn't have to clean up somebody else's before you go.
No.
Yeah. If you leave some residue on there, wipe it off yourself, please. Because I've been clean. I feel
you.
Like I'm the janitor here.
Yeah.
I'm just cleaning stalls left and right.
So why are you?
You're not alone.
But why do you pick it up if you're not going to sit on the toilet seat just to be nice?
It's gross to look at.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do sit down too, just for the fun of it.
Yeah. I've wondered that though, because I'm like, is it a dude or is it a chick hovering? Like Rick was saying, because it's always covered in pee.
Yeah. There's like a sick person that's working here.
It's a real issue in the women's bathroom. I'm going to tell you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought you would never have that problem.
No, always in every women's bathroom.
How does hair get on the seat too?
Looks like we've got to install cameras now. We've got to install cameras in the bathroom. I'm sure with some of the people that work in this office, there already are cameras.
Yeah.
So we'll just go ask them later, hey, can you download that footage? I want to see it. And they'll be like, oh, I've been hoping somebody would ask to do this and lock the door. Anyway, we'll check it out. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Thank you. What's been on your mind, Jubal?
What's been on my mind this week is I think I'm just going to stop talking to my stepkids.
What?
I don't think
they're just starting to use things against me. It's bothering me.
Is the honeymoon phase with your stepkids over?
Oh, well, yeah, the other day. So my wife has a 6-year-old son, and whenever he like gets upset and like starts flopping around and doing that walk, like I don't want to walk anywhere because I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'll call him out and I'll just be like, oh, he's doing it again. He's doing the zombie walk. Look at him. Oh, look at him flop around. He's doing it again.
Oh, that agitates him.
He gets so annoyed. And the other day we were driving somewhere and I wasn't in the best mood and I was just kind of quiet. And I thought my wife and I were having like a conversation just between the two of us. And she's like, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, everything's fine. And then from the backseat I hear, oh, he's doing it. He's doing that voice. He's doing that voice. Yeah, he's pouting. Uh-oh. And then he's like, I'm going to call you out every time. How does it feel to get called out by
a
kid, huh? And so, yeah, I think I'm just going
to
stop talking to him.
And you have, like, nothing to say either. Like, damn it.
All I had to do was laugh and be like, all right, good point. Yeah. You got me. Text in at 78592 and tell us what's been on your mind lately, positive or negative. Get it.